It was like Hansen, when Hansen played, never got his kit dirty. It was like he'd come off covering blood and snot and he'd just walk off and basically give his kit to the kit man, said he won't need to wash that this week.
OTB AM, live weekday mornings from 7:30 on the OTB Sports app.
The Meath manager Eamon Murray was speaking in support of the LGFA's partnership with AIG. AIG is the official car insurance partner of the LGFA and also announced a new 15% discount off car insurance for all LGFA members at aig.ie/LGFA. And I'm delighted to say Eamon is with us this morning. Eamon, good morning to you. How are you?
Okay, Joe, yeah.
It's Ger here. How you doing? Listen, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the evolution of this team and the growth and confidence over the last number of years, because it's one of the best stories that we've seen in Irish sport. Can I ask you, if you were to spool back a little bit, when did you begin to believe that this was a special group that you were going to be able to achieve great things with?
I've known a lot of these Joes since they were under-12s, with county under-12s development, and a lot of them have won, we won under-16s with them 14s and stuff, so I've known them a long time. They're a very special bunch. I didn't think I'd be with them, but I thought someone would gain all, would get this out of them, but I think it would be me. We're probably 2 or 3 years ahead of their time. There's a lot of plenty of heartache going through as well. We have, but we've lost two All-Irelands. We've lost in Wicklow there only a few years ago. We've lost that Wexford twice. We've plenty of heartache to build them up. And the two or three kids that come in, the young ones, that Emma Douglas and Laura Larry and Mary Cates, they're improving every game and every match and every year. So they're really pushing the whole story on now. And I thought, trying to look back at this year, playing Cavan in the league at Brepley Park, a team that had beat us very easy the year before. We beat them, I think, 5 that day. I think after that day, I thought to myself, well, there's something special here, you know.
You mentioned that you weren't sure that you were going to be with them the whole way through. When did you make the decision to step up and continue?
No, I didn't think that. I knew I didn't make that error at some year, but I certainly did not think of this year. Not in our wildest dreams. We never really discussed things like that. We just concentrate on the week's training and concentrate on that night and do our best every game, and it just happened. Like, by winning the championship, I think the girls thought they got that feeling of winning. After conceding 4 goals, we still won easy. Then the girls went off into COVID restrictions and all that stuff after Christmas, and Eugene Evers was with them the whole time online, and they came back fitter than the left, which is a hard thing to say and believe, but it did happen. They came back to us in April, I think it was, or something. A lot fairer than they were when they won the All-Ireland.
What's the level of commitment like, Eamon? My own sister would have played inter-county ladies as well, and from my experience, there seem to be kind of peaks and troughs in terms of it's hard for the girls to commit like year in, year out, because like a lot of them, like A, will have careers. A lot of them won't be living in the county. Some of them are probably having children. Like, so there's a lot going on as well as committing to something. So I guess, you know, how often are they training and where are they all based and so on?
Yeah, we're probably very lucky they're all living at home. There'll be 2-3 sessions on the field and 2 in the gym. So you have 5 nights a week.
That's phenomenal.
Oh, it's tough. It's very, very tough. Like, when a lot of teams win that intermediate championship, a lot of girls would walk away very easy. That won their medal, they always prayed what wanted to get. But this bunch, thank God, didn't leave.
And how much has, according to the management coaching team, how much pleasure have you taken from this as well? Because they got to believe in what you're doing as well, and there's obviously a great sense of togetherness there.
Yeah, I think the management team did a good job getting different people in at different times. And each person who came in gave the whole team a brilliant lift. Like, our last man to get in there was Eugene Evers, the strength and conditioning coach. He's given them a massive lift now. And they're really, whatever you ask of them, they do it. And he promised me he'd have them firing for the championship, and he certainly had that. I would say they're very close to one of the fittest teams in the country.
Eamon, when did you get involved with the senior inter-county team?
I might be four and a half years, yeah.
Were you part of the group in 2017 that Cork hammered that time?
No, I was there, all right. No, I was not. I was concentrating on the underage, and for 18 years or 17 years with them now, I had an underage, you know?
Yeah.
And I had no intention of ever touching the senior job, I mean, ever.
Why not? just because.
No, I didn't see myself doing it. I thought it wasn't good enough. Probably I thought I enjoyed underage. I thought it'd be too much stress and too much work. And they rang me when things were very bad, and I said, no, I'm with the minor, and they rang and rang and rang, and I said, look it. I said, if I'm doing it, I'm getting all my new management, a complete new setup there, smiling in everybody's face. I want to get the smile back and meet football. That anybody comes in must have a smile on their face, must invite, you know, if someone comes in for a week, they're going to stay. And then the first man I rang then was a good friend of mine called Garrigan, and I asked him, he said, I can't do that, I'm with bottom class lads at the time. I said, look it, think about it. He came back and said, no, we'll do it. I said, he said, I'm not manager, you're the manager. He said, so it's very simple. And then we got Michelle Grimes, brilliant person involved, and she'd never involved before in any team. She's a brilliant woman, comes in, she's a mother to them all. The next man came in was Paddy, and he's done a great job. He's goalkeeper now with the last two All-Stars, so he's certainly doing his job. And Shane Wall came in to do the backs, and Mark Brennan was bringing that as well to do the forwards. So it's all together now as a team, and each one knows exactly what they have to do, and they're never a bad word, really, you know.
Just in terms of Mead football in general, obviously, what the minors have done must give you a massive lift. But like, it's sad when you think back to the glory days, you know, in the 90s and so forth. That and Ger being from Kildare, obviously, like being a fan of a county in Leinster that isn't Dublin is kind of a weird experience for the last few years. Like, has there been a malaise in general in Mead football in terms of the people's interest in the game, or is that traditional massive interest in the Royal still there? And obviously, you've brought that to a new level with the ladies.
Yeah, look, go back to the minors. Maybe they learned something from us the week before, because they would certainly want to give up that. Like, they had Tyrone had 5 chances to win the game, but then young Ennis caught back, said, let's go for this and not give up. And the right man got at the end. So I think maybe they learned a wee bit from us the week before to not give up. Mm-hmm. And that's the way Mead football should be. Like, Mead is a very proud county football team. And ladies football is big, I mean, very big. We have 7,500 members, and there's very few teams and counties in Hudson that have 7,500 members.
That's the thing, Eamon, I suppose, that people will be surprised by. So, for anybody who's unaware, in 2017, Cork hammered Mead by 40 points. Ashling O'Reilly was telling us that there were texts going around trying to get people to tug out that day. To go from there to today, where you do have 7,500 members, there was obviously something underlying that deep love of the sport was right there. It required the injection of those people who you've spoken about and the organisation to give everybody the belief to get to the point where they're now in an All-Ireland final against the Dubs.
Well, I probably managed a little bit different. I tried to get all the players on my side the whole time, and parents, which is very important, and clubs. Like what we have now, with clubs on our side, which we don't get now, we have the county board, the great county board, have to hold them. Whatever we want, we get. And the players have bought into all this, and they've really got into it, and I mean that. Just loved it. The training can't be half hard enough. They never complain. No, and there's such a bond there. The bond there is amazing. If I saw a few years ago, I was involved in this sexual stuff, but there's no bond set there. Like, nowadays, when a young girl comes in, we've got a young girl in that club development, a young Kira Smith at 16 years of age, and every player with her so well. They don't say, oh, you bitch, you're taking my place. That doesn't happen there. We wouldn't tolerate that. Every fun. Fun before training, fun after training, fun after training. Just the bond we all have together is very, very good. And they all have feel free to talk as with anything. That's the way it is.
Somebody very smart is involved in the design of the jersey, because it's the old, I mean, Johnny's talking about the glory days, but it's got that old Keepak logo and the grid. It's like you can see, if you close your eyes and squint, you can see Robbie O'Malley soloing the ball up the field.
Yeah, it's very funny. Even like, I have people ringing me all around the country, and I know an aunt living in Avenue, she's none there, and she said, my God, I love the jersey. It was lovely, you know, it was funny. And it is the old jersey. It's brilliant, Nick. And we keep it involved as well. It's history repeating itself, really, you know.
Whose idea was it?
I don't know whose idea it was. It wasn't mine, I know.
You should have claimed the credit for that one, Eamon. That was it.
Eamon is a manager. Like he's
don't tell lies.
He's definitely not a Brian Clough character where it's about him. I think it's interesting, Eamon, though. Like, you know, whatever about the jersey, just reel off so many people on your coaching staff alone who've come in and helped out. And it's obviously the no eye in team ethos or whatever.
No, there's no eye in us. I mean that. I take no credit for anything. I'm just there to. I do my job, and the lads, each person do their job to perfection, which you do, the research, all that, the things. If one doesn't do their job right, it falls apart. So far, so good.
Just can I ask you yourself, right, where's your interest in the Meads inter-county football team now versus where it was, we'll say, 20 years ago? Like, has it, even for the likes of you who's so ingrained in the game, has it been difficult when Dublin have been so dominant?
Oh, of course. It was breaking my heart, you know. I remember being at the game a year ago up in Ballyboden, was it, when we beat Dublin in the senior championship. I was a bit there, I was there at, of course. But, and we went on then, and Leash beat us in the lesser final. But we have beaten before, but then really upset the standard high. And we look back a few years ago, too, Dublin really had the team. We couldn't feel the team a few years ago. Look at them now. They're really taking it. Mick Bowen is doing a marvellous job with him. And we're going to be the biggest outsider of all time to win on Ireland final. So,
Well, listen,
you know, really, but the challenge for us, our girls love challenges, and I think we've shown what we can do to win our match. And like we carry and beat this by easy in the league, and we go and beat them to 10 in the final. So, we learn very quick. I hope we have a chance to learn with Dublin as well, before, you know. We won't get playing them twice.
Not this year, but certainly there's a rivalry brewing there from a point where there was no Leinster Championship. Now, all of a sudden, we have two Leinster teams in the All-Ireland Final.
And there will be three next year.
Fingers crossed.
There will be three next year. Wexford or, yeah, or Wicklow. That's me, yeah.
Well, I hope that the continued success continues at the rate that we've seen, because these rivalries are important in all sports, and particularly when we're trying to... get audiences to commit to watching the women's game over the whole year as opposed to just showing up for the final. That's the next big challenge for the sport.
Yeah, very, very good. And I think our team has really entertained a lot of people, not just Mead people, but all around the country are really asking questions. How come we can't do this? What they've done. But we just love playing open brand of football. We just love to entertain, and that's our style.
Well, listen,
and that's where it's going to stay. We're not going to change.
Best of luck at the week against the Dubs, Eamon, in the final. Thanks a million for joining us this morning. Cheers.
God bless. Thanks, Joe. Good man.
It's Eamon Murray there, the manager of the Meath women's team, speaking in support of the LGFA's partnership with AIG, the official insurance partner for the LGFA, who announced a 15% discount off car insurance for all LGFA members. Check out aig.ie/LGFA.